We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudal Dama Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Yudal Dama Aleph, two lines on the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which part of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilah? Is it Echa B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or Tesvav B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat? It's Machlekes, Beis Hillel says Tu B'Shvat, Beis Shammai says Echa B'Shvat. And we say the Nafkamina is, if something blossoms before that time, it's considered the second year, for example, Maisa Sheni. If it blossoms after that time, it's considered Maisa Ani. So Tanur Rabbanan is a Maisa. Tanur Rabbanan went to Raisa. Maisa Rabbi Kiva Shaliket Esrig Be'echa B'Shvat. He picked the Esrig. Esrig is an Ilan. And Pashto, so goes Basa Chanata. So he picked the Esrig Be'echa B'Shvat. The Noag Boy Shnei Yisurim. He kept two Maisris. Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani. He kept on this. Why? Because he wasn't sure if this is Echa B'Shvat. So according to Beis Shammai, it's already the third year of Maisa Ani. And according to Beis Hillel, it's still the second year, which is Maisa Sheni. So he was knowing both. He took both Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani. Tosfos says, Apidi Yashami, they didn't actually, what he did was he took off Maisa Sheni, then he was paid it for money, and he brought the money up to Shalayim and gave that he was paid, they gave it to the Ani. So it was all the same tour. He has a reason for it, a little bit shver, but that's what he says. So Maisa Bekibish, look at Esrog Bech Bashvat, and he wasn't sure, like Besham Beis Hillel, but Nog by Shnei Yisurim, Echad Kedivir Beshamai, one Maisa Kedivir Beshamai, which means it was Maisa Oni, which is the third year like Beshamai, Echad Kedivir Beis Hillel, which is Maisa Sheni like Beis Hillel, because it didn't reach Tubashvat yet, it blossomed before Tubashvat, therefore it's like the second year. That's what Rekiva. Beis Rehuda Aimer, the Tanakama said it was Rekiva was a Masupik about Beshamai Beis Hillel. Beis Rehuda says, no, Aimer, Loi Minig Beshamai Beis Hillel Nogba. It wasn't, Shana Rekiva wasn't, he wasn't, that he was not sure about Beshamai Beis Hillel. El Minig Rabbi Gamil Rabbi Eliezer Nogba. He was hopping on the two Shittas, the Machlaikis Rabbi Gamil Rabbi Eliezer. What's that Machlaikis? The Tanakh, look at the Mishnah. Esrig Shava Le'ilon. Begimel drachim, a esrig tree is similar to a regular tree in three ways, but a yarek v'erech echad, and similar to a yarek in another way. Shavel ilam begimel drachim la arla. First of all, has arla. Arla is only by trees, not by vegetables. So esrig has arla. Vila revai. Revai is the fourth year of arla where you bring up the peiros to Yerushalayim. Vila shvius. It also has din shvius. It has a din. You go basachanota for shvius. The how do you ascertain if this tree is a Shemitah tree or not? So it depends when it blossoms. If it blossoms in the sixth year, then it's not Shemitah. If it blossoms in the seventh year, then it's Shemitah. So that's all for these three things. But b'yerek, b'derech echad, shvashas v'gatasi asura. It comes to chumas and maestris, you go basa l'kita. That's different about its esrog tree. Dibra Gamil, what's the reason? Why should esrog tree be dafka different from chumas and maestris? Explains Rashi, Peter Gemara in Kedushin, that the reason is because it's godol al kol mayim. You have to water it manually. And we said before, if you water something manually, then that's what the yarek is. So therefore, since an esrog tree, we know you have to water manually, it's a very weak tree and it has to be watered. Therefore, it's like a yarek that it's b'shasli ketasa isur. Let's let me know. Esrog shavu ilan chol davar. It's a tree for all things, including chumas and maestras. So it comes out, there was a suffix over here. If you go b'sachanot, b'salakita. On one hand, he picked it on Echa B'Shvat. So that's the new year. It sounds like it's going like a B'Shamah.
Right.
And on the other hand, it blossomed. He picked it today. He obviously blossomed before. So therefore, it blossomed before Tu B'Shvat. Before Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So that was the Sheni. So he wasn't sure who to pass like a Gamil or Eliezer. Is it like a tree or like a Yarek? And therefore, he did both Maisers. So we have two Pshatim in this Brisa. Why Rabbi Kiva took two Maisers? Either because Mechusupik, Beshamay, Beshilo, if Echa B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat this day, or if it's going with Echa B'Shvat, he wasn't sure if you go Basa Chanota or Basa Lakita. Marazakasha, how could Rabbi Kiva do such a thing? He goes like Beisham Beisilol. Me have din and ketrei chumri. How do you do like two chumris? By time into the brayso, lo oylem alachik tiv Beisilol. We paskin like Beisilol. Va roitz lasik tiv Beishamai. Oysek tiv Beisilol. Oysek wants to Beishamai. He does like Beishamai. Wants to Beisilol. He does like Beisilol. Actually, the Gemara asks in Erevin the stira. It says we paskin like Beisilol. Does he want to do like this? He can't. He paskin like Beisilol. He can't do what you want. So the Gemara answers kan koydem baskol kan laachah baskol. That before the baskol can do what you want, but after the baskol you paskin like Beisilol. Balk upon him. It says, if you want, you can do it with Beshami or Beis Hillel. Could it be Beis Hillel? Mekulei Beshami, Mekulei Beis Hillel, Rasha. If someone decides, he'll do the coolest, all the coolest, he's the coolest. He does the coolest Beshami, cool Beis Hillel, that's called a Rasha. Mechumre Beshami, Mechumre Beis Hillel, he does chumres both. Allah v'kos v'amah, v'ksil b'chay shalach. That's a fool who's going in the dark. You do both chumres. And Rashi gives an example of what's a case where you're doing like a kula and beshamay and kula beshil, it has to be the same exact machlokes. If it's two separate machlokes, then that's not shavik stira. It means the same machlokes. Rashi gives an example. There's a shaila. We know that it has to be a full shedra, a full spine to be metama ba'oil. So what happens if it's missing one chulya? So it's a machlokes. According to Beis Hillel, one chulya is not tamei ready. Beis Shammai says, no, one chulya is still tamei. After missing two chulyas. That means that it's still considered a viable shedra if it's missing one chulya. So there it's a kula of Beis Shammai, it's a chumra of Beis Shammai that it's still metama, it's missing one chulya. But it comes out a kula gabi trefa. This chumra of Beis Shammai says, tamei is a kula gabi trefa. Because by a trefa, if Rahim is a trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. If it's missing one chulya, no, Beis Shammai you can eat it because it's one chulya, it's still viable. Mashiach and Beis Hill holds not. So you go both kulas, you'll say, by tumma, I go like Beis Shammai, I go like Beis Hillel, then it's not tamei anymore. But I trade for, I go like Beis Shammai. That's called a Rasha because going both kulas. And going both chumras is a ksil. Ella, what you do, Ike Beis Shammai kekulei and mechurein. If you go like Beis Shammai in a certain halacha, you have to go completely like that man the Amar. Ike Beis Shammai kekulei and mechurein, the kulas and the chumras. We're going in the Kerdan Pascha, we're in Tire Pascha. Akaponim, we see, even for Rabbi Kiva, unless it was for the Pascha, but you see that you can't go like both chumras. That's a fool. So why did Rabbi Kiva? So he could have said he wasn't sure how to paskin. That's why he did it. That's because the Taisa says that Rabbi Kiva did know that we paskin Beis Hillel, and that's why it's shver. If he knows we paskin Beis Hillel, and then he's machman himself to do the chumra of Beis Shammai also, that's a fool. What's pshat? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is stopping live. He wasn't sure, the Dosis didn't have Mishnayis written down, and he wasn't sure, Bekabala, who said what? He thought maybe it's Beis Hillel says Echa B'Shvat, and therefore he took off both Maestres because he thought, he wasn't sure which Shita is Beis Hillel. Which is Beis Hillel? And actually, the Mefarshim say that Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, who says a different Shah, he says that there was a Shah who passed the Gemil, Rabbi Eliezer, there, it's not a Kashuk, there was a Shah how he passed him. But here, that we passed him, Bissel, why was he Machavi Meshamai? And the terrorist that is, because he wasn't sure what Bissel Shita was. So it says further in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Eimer, Loi Midi Beis Shammai U Beis Hillel Nagba, wasn't because, he didn't take two Maestres because he wasn't sure about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Ela Minig Rabbi Gamil Rabbi Eliezer Nagba, it was because the Shita of Rabbi Gamil Rabbi Eliezer who argue if Esrig is Doimet Elon regarding two Mr. Maestres and goes Basa Chanota, or it's like a Yerek that goes Basa Lakita. So, but it sounds like, but Echa B'Shvat, Ke Beis Shammai Nagba, but it sounds like that was for sure, that the cutoff date was Echa B'Shvat. And here, if Shavuot go wasal kita, then it's a third year. If it's Chanota, it's a second year. But you pass like Beis Shammai? That's shver. Why are we passing Beis Shammai? Amr Chanina, v'tei Rabbi Chananya, hocha be'esrig shechontu peiros of koydum tesvav the idach shvat askinon. Avado going to b'shvat. And the case was this esrig was chonat, like Rashi says, esrig could be on a tree for 2 or 3 years. That's how long esrig could be on a tree. This was Chanat the year before. We're standing in Chodesh Shvat. A year ago, Tu B'Shvat, before that, there was Chanat. There was Chanat. And then you picked an Echa B'Shvat. So the Shaila is it this year or the year before? So you could have said you picked it on Kislev, also the same thing. It was Ma'is Shari Kachoya. That's the one to speak out. Hachab Esh Shalom Tabarayas Akarim Tesvav the Idach Shvat. Last year Shvat, before that. And Tesvav Shvat is the cutoff date. With Dinu, Afilu Kaidim Lachain, it could be, this Ma'is could have been on Rosh Hashanah, would be the same Shaila. If you go Basa Chanota, it's last year. And if not, it's this. If you go Basa Kid, it's this year. But the Ma'is Shari Kachoya, poke the story was, Echa B'Shvat. That's this first teretz to answer the Kasha, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that the Mashaila was Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Elazar. The Shaila was Echa B'Shvat is Beis Shammai. The answer is, it was talking about it was Chanot before last year's Tu B'Shvat. And Echa B'Shvat was punk Ma'is Shari. Another teretz. Ravina Amar, Kreich Betani. When Rabbi Yosi argues on Tanai Kama, argues on 2 points of the Maisa. Number one, Loi Echa B'Shvat Hayel, Tu B'Shvat Hayel. First of all, it wasn't Echa B'Shvat the story, it was on Tu B'Shvat. And number two, it wasn't a shayla b'sham b'sil. Lo minig b'sham b'sil nagba. Ela minig Rav Gamliel Rav Elazar nagba. His shayla was if Rav Gamliel Rav Elazar. That's what took off to ma'isris. So he's arguing Rav Tana Kama 2 points. First of all, it wasn't echav b'shavas tu b'shvat, and that's the cutoff date. And the shayla was he was like it that he picked it after tu b'shvat. And it was chanat before, and the shayla is, do you go basa chanot or basa lakita? Because that's the machlokes of Gamliel Rav Elazar. Is an esrik doimet to Elon or doimet to Yarek when it comes to chumas and ma'isra. So you have two mahalchin on that. Amar Rav Bar Avuna, has the Amar Rav Gamliel esrik achal lakitasa? Like we learned in this Mishnah before on top of the Amid, that Rav Gamliel holds esrik is like a Yarek regarding chumas and ma'isra. You go basa lakita. Ezra goes to Suriki Yarek. So what's the Rosh Hashanah Shaloi? So you can say it two ways. Either Elon goes with Tumas Shvat, or Lemaisa comes Tumas Lemaisa. It's like a Yarek. So it goes after, it goes like Rosh Hashanah, which is Elav Tishrei. Zokt Amar Rabba Vuna Hashto Amar Gmil Esrugach Esruki Yarek, Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. Just like a regular Yarek, it's Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. So it means, Legabi Shvius will go with Chanota with Tumas Shvat. And when it comes to Maestros will go Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. Why? Because it goes with Bas Lakita like a Yarek. Maestros, when I ask a cash on this, Shimon Melazo Omer, Likit Esrik Erev Tu B'Shvat, Atzloi Tavei Hashemesh. You picked the Esrik before Tu B'Shvat, before it got dark. Rechaz Likit was Tavei Hashemesh. Then you picked another Esrik after Tu B'Shvat. Ein Taimim Masim Zel Zeh. V'Sha Ein Taimim U'Ma'asim L'Mechadosh. Al Yosef L'Ar Yosef L'Chadosh. Because you don't think of Tumas and Maestros not from the new on the old or the old on the new. Now here, obviously, we're going Basa Lakita. Clear we're going Basa Lakita. Because we're saying, Lokat Erev Tu B'Shvat is for last year. And Lokat Erev Tu B'Shvat is this year. We're going Basa Lakita. And still saying that the cutoff date is Tu B'Shvat. Hoitz Shlishis Nichzor Avias. If it was the third year going into the fourth year, Shlishis Maisa Rishon, U'Maisa Ani. The third year, those fruits from the third year is Maisa Rishon. You take off Maisa Rishon, Maisa Ani. And Avias, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The fourth year is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. So Zokt Maror Firazois, Man Shamet Lei, Man Shamet Lei, the Ozal Basel Akita, who is the man the Yom HaHol Zogu Basel Akita? It's Rav Gamliel. It's Rav Gamliel. Viktani Shvat, it says the Kar of Day is Shvat. So he slugged up this man the Yom HaHol, he said he goes with Alef Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. So you have to change this Rabbi Rav Huna. Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. Om Rav Huna, Afikav Dom Rav Gamliel, Esrik Achal Akita, Ki Yerek, Rosh Hashanah Shoy Shvat. Even though we go Basel Akita, like a Yerek, the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat, and not Aleph Tishrei. It stays with Shvat, stays with the Elon Shvat. So one more Gemara. Gemara has a question like this. Why here, all of a sudden, we start going third and fourth year? We always give examples, two to third year. Why here go third to fourth year? Meister Hassam, Tanim Haisa Shneer, Nechaz Tishers, or Meister Hachad, Tanim Haisa Shishin, Nechaz Arvias. Gemara answers, Milsar Och Kmashlan, the Esri Kashla Yode, it's when people handle it, it's not good for the tree. The Aide Mashishve Kuliyama, since everyone's touching the tree, Bishvias, when it's Hefker, so loy tom periat tloshin. It takes 3 years for it to get peris. That's why it gets third to fourth year. Because practically speaking, an esrog takes all that time to grow peris. That's the third to fourth year. A practical difference. That's what it says. The teacher says a practical difference that when you touch a tree, it causes the esrog not to grow.